Good morning, it's Jeff Barton here. I'm in Kurdistan once again. This time we're here with some students, and what we're going to try and do over the next few mornings is to give you a flavour of life through their eyes rather than mine. They've gone to bed after a long day for reasons that you'll hear, and I'm simply looking out of my hotel window across the shimmering city of Erbil, busy roads ahead of me, the security compound of the hotel down below, where any car that comes in is checked underneath using mirrors. All the baggage has to go into a special unit where it's checked. And it means, as a result, we're in a place that feels actually incredibly secure and very pleasant to be in. So it's the end of a first day. Have to say, slightly eventful first day for reasons that you'll hear.
Okay, so got on the taxi and the bus, picked the boys up from school, where we've come to realise that Ross found out that our flight has been cancelled due to the strike.
This is Laura Foreman.
Of
She's
airlines.
The female PE teacher who's with
so,
us on our visits from King Edward
to
VI school to Iraq. And through slightly unexpected suppressed giggles, she's describing the realisation we have just as we're leaving Suffolk, in fact, that Germany appears to be in the grip of major strike action, and lots and lots of its flights into and out of Frankfurt, where we're heading for the first stage of our journey, have been cancelled.
So when we got to Heathrow, we went and queued up for what seemed like forever. Eventually got to the check-in desk and found out that three names were not booked in on our flight. And these happened to be Walden, Tippett and Sturgeon. So the rest of us checked in.
So you get the picture. Here we are with the responsibility of taking a group of students to Iraq, and we suddenly find that three of them, one teacher and two of the students, they haven't got any seats because of this strike action. And so hastily what then happens is Rob Walden, our assistant head teacher, starts doing some major plans.
Following the Eurostar to Paris, so it's been an eventful morning. We've also lost a lot of cricket equipment that we were taking into schools that's been left in Vienna that didn't go on our connecting flight, so we're having to wait around for that. Eventful day. Should be fine by tomorrow.
An eventful first day indeed, and we're kind of hoping that today won't be as eventful. It's 6:15 in the morning. It means that three of our groups aren't with us. We think they're in Turkey at the moment, having blagged their way onto a Eurostar, managed to get to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, flown across to Amsterdam, then managed to get a flight to Turkey, and sometime today they're going to come across to Kurdistan and join us. We're heading north up to the partner schools that we're working with, and our students are going to start their work. And I finished last night just by talking to one of the officials here from the British Council and asking her what impact she thought it would make, these being the first students from the UK ever to come out to this country.
It will impact a lot. It will make a huge impact, because you're going to show them the role of the young leaders. And what can the young people do? So we can use them as role models to those teachers and for our young leaders as well.